Well, we've got game three coming up today. It is Mike Fiers and Logan Webb. We're joined by Melissa Lockhart of The Athletic. Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Good. It's a little noisy out here. You think we're going to play with this thunderstorm?
Well, I think so. According to the weather, and Raph is my weather expert, it looks like about 11 o'clock or so it's going to clear up. But I'm in Walnut Creek, and I want to tell you, all night long, thunder and lightning. And Melissa, you know, I always say baseball sort of mirrors life a little bit. What a two-game series so far, two of three, between the A's and the Giants. And you've written about the A's and the Giants. Just get your take on the games, because great starting pitching by the Giants, bullpen meltdown, not many hits for the A's. What's your take on this series so far?
I mean, in a lot of ways, it's sort of been a microcosm of both teams' seasons. And, you know, you look at where the A's have struggled. They've struggled to hit starting pitching. They've struggled to get their starters to go deep into games. Bullpen's been really, really good, and they've managed to get hits at the end of the game when they've needed them, but they have sort of elevated the level of difficulty in terms of trying to get a lot of their wins closed. And, you know, for the Giants, I think there's been, as you said, you know, some really strong starting pitching. I think you're seeing some offense that maybe you wouldn't have expected necessarily coming into the season, certainly a lot more power maybe than they thought they were going to have. But the bullpen has been very up and down, and I think that's, given the age, you know, range that you're looking at in that bullpen, it's probably not unexpected either, but that kind of bites you sometimes at the end of games like that. And, you know, I think if you're the Giants, maybe the silver lining as you look at it, that they've been the better team for the majority of both of those games. But obviously for the A's, you know, trying to push for a postseason, all that matters is getting those wins.
What do you think of the West? And I've talked about this over the last few weeks, the strength of the American League West vis-a-vis the National League West, and just the West in general. Now, we've played games every day, so everyone's in a nice rhythm. I haven't done the scoreboard from last night, but the Dodgers win and Rockies end up losing, and Arizona's hot. Padres can't do anything right. And now you got Texas all of a sudden starting to get some decent starting pitching. They're doing okay. The Angels back and forth. Seattle can't do much. Houston now starting to get it going. I'm anxious to get your take on the West and what you think the strengths and weaknesses are.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of really good offensive teams in the West. And I know that Chris Bassett has talked about this from the A's side, that when they were looking at the schedule and it came out and it was, you know, revised to have them only playing AL and NL West teams, they remarked about the fact that, yeah, maybe they're not going to see the Yankees, but they're going to see a ton of really great offenses in a way that maybe they wouldn't have if the schedule was more spread out. So, you know, you look at a team like the Angels, and the pitching is kind of a mess, except for when Dylan Bundy's on the mound. But that lineup, I mean, you know, you're looking at potentially, you know, three, maybe four, you know, Hall of Famers in there. They're introducing Joe Adell, who's going to be a very good player. And they're one of the weaker teams, quote unquote, in the AL West. So I think that's tells you a lot about the strength of that there. NL West, same thing. I mean, I was really impressed with the Rockies in those two games that they played against the A's earlier this year. They obviously have the potential to rack up a lot of runs on you. Padres, I think, you know, the talent that they have at some point is going to click. I don't know exactly when that's going to be for them. But, yeah, I mean, it's not easy. And I think it's one of those things that maybe gets lost in the national landscape about how much talent there is in both divisions.
Okay. All right. Glad to get your thoughts on it. You've covered the minor leagues and the alternate sites here. Look, the Giants have an issue closing games and even where to put Rogers, where to put Anderson, what to do with Peralta. Is Barriger hit the wall? Anything at Sacramento? Jake Jewell, I know, is there now. Anything at Sacramento that looks closer-like? Coonrod's on his way back. Anything there at all?
You know, it's really hard to tell. I mean, I think, unfortunately, usually you can kind of look at, like, you know, a regular minor league season and say, okay, this guy's really throwing well. He's performing well in high leverage situations. And right now, there's nothing high leverage about what's going on in any of these alternate sites. They're, you know, putting together inter squad games as best they can, but they don't have enough players to field two teams. So they've got coaches filling in on the field. You know, there's nobody there. There's no high stakes. So expecting someone to come in from that environment and sort of surprise you as a late inning reliever might be asking a lot. And I think it's just one of those situations where, you know, if it's a rebuilding year, and it sort of seems like it is, the idea that you kind of focus on letting these younger players go through their struggles and figure it out, you know, might just be the better course of action. That, you know, Sean Anderson, if he's somebody you see as being a key reliever for the team in the years moving forward, you know, you let him take his lumps and sort of feel his way through it, and then you'll have a lot more to assess going into next year. But yeah, it's really hard. I mean, you know, the even for starting pitching, you know, you don't have that sort of, okay, this guy's thrown six or seven strong innings and three straight starts in a triple A environment, I'm going to go ahead and bring him up. You're relying a lot on what you're seeing on film and bullpen sessions and stuff to make those assessments. And yeah, so that's a lot harder.
No, good answer. Because I know you're all over it, but it's hard to get information. So here's the, I'll ask you the question that's asked every single day by every Giant fan as soon as they wake up. What about Joey Bart? There's Trop is here, Heinemann is here. They're starting to throw some people out, but they look on their wrist to figure out what to throw. And, you know, these are two guys who really have never really done anything in the big leagues. Why not Joey Bart? What's your opinion?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I mean, you know, there's a Super 2 consideration if you're concerned about future budgets, but that seems like it shouldn't be a big concern for a team like the Giants with the budget they have. I don't really know, to be honest. You know, there isn't really a competitive environment for him to get, you know, sort of sharpened on the iron down there in Sacramento right now. So I would bring him up. And you've seen a lot of rookies being brought up into big situations and teams across the league right now. And, you know, those are the guys that are probably going to play big roles for their teams next year. And maybe some of them will really even surprise you this year. So, yeah, I think, you know, at this point, you might as well bring him up. There's no controversy with Buster Posey in playing time right now, so he'd be able to do it in a fairly low-pressure environment in a lot of ways. And hopefully it's soon, because I don't know that there's much development that can be done right now in an alternate site.
The Angels are part of the landscape for the Giants this week. You mentioned Joe Adell. We're going to hear a lot about him. He was in a very unusual play last week where a ball went off his glove and went over the wall, and they gave him a four-base error. But Joe Adell is one of the phenoms for the Angels. What can you tell us about him? Because we will see him this week.
Yeah, you know, he's a guy who's got a potential to be a five-tool player. I mean, his defense did not look good on that play. He did rob Matt Olson of a home run, though, in the last game of the series against the A's. So maybe he's, you know, getting a better feel for big league park dimensions and all that. But, you know, great bat speed, powered all field, above average running speed. You know, he can throw the ball pretty well. Very young, so I think, you know, it's going to take a little time for him to click at the big league level. But he's a guy that could be paired with Mike Trout in that lineup for a long time.
Do you see trades coming? I know August 31st is, my goodness, it's a couple of weeks away. But there's so many complications. I know you wrote about it. For both of these franchises, do you see them making moves around the 31st?
Hard because, you know, you're talking about bringing somebody into an environment where you've got a team that's, you know, in all situations has sort of created a mentality of how they're approaching, you know, life in this pandemic, and you're bringing a new person in that hasn't been a part of the organization, and you have to trust that that person would be able to, you know, kind of fall into line with whatever the organization's emphasis has been in, you know, handling this pandemic season. And I think it's hard to know. You don't have advanced scouts, so all you're relying on is what you're seeing on TV. So that can make it hard to know whether, like, a breakout player is really a breakout player or just getting lucky. So I don't know. I would be surprised if there were any really big trades. I think you might see some of the smaller moves that are sort of on the margins, like you've seen so far, especially for those teams that have lost a lot of players to the COVID IL. But I would be pretty surprised if there was a blockbuster deal. But, you know, you never know.
All right. Well, that's what we Joaquin Andujar said. You never know. And that was the one word he said about baseball. You never know.
that would be good for the last 2 days.
Yeah, that was one of his great quotes. Well, it's been an interesting couple of days. Fires today, and Montas is not in this series. Logan Webb on the other side. Defenses killed him. Especially in his last couple of starts. What should we expect today from Mike Fiers? Because he struggled, and Webb does have that changeup, which the A's have had struggles with.
Yeah, I mean, I think Logan Webb is a guy that can really become a very solid number three starter in the big leagues. He's got the fastball velocity. He's got the changeup. He seems to mix his pitches well. I think he'll get even better at doing that as he gets older. So, he's a guy I think that will play a significant role for the Giants in the next few years. Fires has been up and down. I think, he's had a couple of good starts and he's had a couple of not so good starts. And it's all about location for him. And obviously the ball's been flying pretty well, at Oracle Park so far in this series. I would expect that there probably would be another home run or two hit today. But if he's got his location, he can keep the ball on the ground for the most part. I think he'll do okay.
Well, 6 homers, 19 innings. But the Giants are stronger against left-handed pitching, which they showed against Manaea and Lizardo. We haven't touched on that yet. We could do that the next time we talk. But Fires does give up the long ball, but the Giants left-handed, other than Yastrzemski, really don't crush the ball left-handed. So that's maybe to his advantage today. But 35 years old, and he is the whistleblower on the Astros. We haven't talked about Laureano and all that. We've got more to do with you, so I appreciate it. We'll have you on in a couple of weeks, and you do a great job, as always, with The Athletic. You're very thorough, and you keep everyone up to date on what's going on in baseball. So I appreciate you being on.
Thanks so much, Marty. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. All right, that is Melissa Lockhart. Always a pleasure to have her on. Always a good report. She does her homework. It's not easy to get information about these alternate sites these days.